Hi, I'm Sean. This is
Anthony.
Anthony, and Anthony is going to teach me about Azure Search. So, Anthony, what is Azure Search? Does it mean I can just have my web application and say Azure Search, and it'll have search of my whole web app?
Sort of. So, it's a search as a service. So, typically, when you have search in an application, you can be do something as simple as kind of like doing a like query on your database, or maybe you can be a little more advanced and set up a text index on one of some of your columns on your database, and you do a search on that. Or you can go all the way to the other extreme, where you can actually set up a something like an Elasticsearch or a Solr cluster. And manage that yourself. So what Azure Search is more like the latter. You get basically a full-fledged search engine.
Okay.
But you get that as a service. So you get it, it's fully managed, so there's no servers to patch, there's no software to update.
Okay. So does that mean I get a full search engine for my database or for the content that's static on my website too?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you can actually load anything you want in there. So so typically what you would do is you would in Azure Search you would create some indexes, right? So an index is basically a collection of what they call documents, right? So
okay.
You can sort of think of them as just basically like JSON objects, for example.
Okay, so I've got this collection of JSON objects that I've somehow dumped into there, and then can I just put a little search box on my website, and when people go in there, it'll somehow know which page that content is on? Like, how will Azure do that?
Let's look at something like Yelp. So Yelp is, I don't think it's built on Azure Search, but it has a lot of the capabilities of what one might look for in a search engine.
Okay.
And Azure Search basically supports pretty much all of these things that we're going to talk about today. So for instance, I've already done a search for sushi. So one thing we can do is kind of filter down by what they call facets. So one facet here is, it's the category, right? So we can actually, limit it down to just Japanese.
Okay.
And so basically, we've applied a filter, right? And you can filters can be multiple selected as well. So you can actually select multiple filters.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also do things like sorting, right? So sorting, you can actually sort, right now by default is sorted by highest rated, but we can actually sort it by most reviewed or best match. So all results in search engines have a concept of a search score. So basically it scores every result based on a predefined formula or one that you specify.
Okay.
And so basically you can actually have it sort by that, and it should bubble up the most relevant results. Something else you might actually want to do is narrow things down by geolocation. So you can actually say within four blocks, which is basically doing a geo search based on a radius of our current location. But what you can also do is actually start selecting neighborhoods, and what they really are, as you can see in this thing right here in the view down below, is it's a polygon that we're searching within, and we can actually keep adding into there, and you can do the exact same thing using Azure Search. So, so these are and another thing that you can do is autocomplete. So Azure Search fully supports that as well, right? So if you're looking for like a sandwich, you can see that there's autocomplete.
Just knows that there's sandwiches in there somewhere.
Yeah, so typically that's what people will look for in a search engine. So Yelp is a good one to show it off, even though it's not actually using Azure Search.
Yeah, so I mean, you've sort of sold me to some extent to trying Azure Search because it looks like its feature set is really rich. And my question is, as a person who's developing this, how do I get my data in there? Is there some huge configuration or some mapping that I have to do in order to put it in there?
Yeah, so there's a REST API.
Okay.
That you can use to kind of push JSON objects into there that it can index. You can also point it at things like table storage and blob storage in Azure, and it will automatically index those. And it'll also do document DB and SQL Server as well. So what we can do is actually go into the Azure portal and look at how we can set up one of these indexes ourselves.
Sure.
All right, so now we're in the Azure portal. I already have a search service created. It takes about a minute or two to create one yourself, and you can actually create one for free. So I'm actually using the free one right now, And the free one allows you to have up to 10,000 documents, which is a lot, and also a maximum index size of 50 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
You can have up to three indexes, right? So I'm already using one index for my blog post, which we'll talk about later, about how I get my blogs articles in here and how I search it and integrate it with my website. But right now, let's talk about how we can add a new index, right? So a really simple way to kind of test this out is to just basically click the import data button up top. And what that lets us do is that we can actually specify an existing data source that we have in Azure SQL Database, for example, or SQL Server, even on a VM,
okay.
Document DB,
yep.
As I was talking about earlier, blob storage and table
yep.
storage as well.
And Document DB, that's like NoSQL stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So a really easy way to get started and kind of play around with it is that the search team has given a sample. SQL Server database that's got about 5,000 real estate listings in it that we can actually just start from. So we're going to select that today. And the next thing we're going to do is basically select a type of basically create an index that we're going to load this data into.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. And an index is basically you would typically specify all the fields that you want. All the properties of the document that you want to submit into the search engine for indexing.
What were the columns at the top there?
Yeah, so basically for every field you can say that it's retrievable, filterable,
yeah.
sortable.
By, retrieve.
So okay. Facetable is basically anything that you want to retrieve as sort of like a thing that you want to filter on. Like remember the Yelp thing we were looking at earlier with the categories. That would
yes.
be something that you want to be able to facet on, for example.
It's a facet of your search.
Yeah,
okay.
And then searchable is anything that you actually want, like when you actually type in a query,
mm-hmm.
whether like something that would actually be targeted as something that we're
okay.
searching.
Yeah, and a filter is different than a facet.
Yeah, so I think facet is the thing that comes back from a search result. So we'll see that in a little bit.
Okay.
So it basically is already a prefabricated list of basically things that you can filter on, and typically you would take those values in the facet and apply as a filter. So we'll take a look at that as well. But actually, it takes about a minute or two to create the index.
Mm-hmm.
Azure Search has gone into our SQL Server database, in this case the sample one, and actually pulled down all the records and actually submitted them into the search index. So now, one thing we can do is we can actually, from right within the portal, actually try out some queries on our data. So we have to select the right index. So this is the index that we're using. We'll also use a later API version. So we can look for things like an apartment, for example, right? So that was real estate data. So we actually search for apartments, and you can see a whole bunch of apartments come back.
So this is a way to test the search that you would be doing on your website.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can see that a bunch of listings came back. These are more or less as documents. They're not exactly that well formatted, but you can see that each document itself has a search score.
Oh, interesting.
And obviously the ID, and basically any kind of, like, because we didn't specify
mm-hmm.
any fields that we want to bring back.
But you could like use that ID to generate a URL for your action, and then you've got your link. Bingo.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That's typically how we do things. Or if it links to something external, maybe we just
yeah.
have the URL
yeah.
on there. And then we can do more stuff, right? So that's a super simple query. Something else we can do is actually. What I did there was before when I typed apartment was that it just basically appended search equals apartment to it.
Right.
But
it knew that was a typical thing. But you're going to do some filters, I guess.
Yeah. So we can now do some filters.
Some facets.
Yeah, we can actually do some facets. So let's see what we can facet on here. So
you would just build this query string up programmatically
yeah.
based on user input, and then you would post it back, or you could do it in real time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can see that here we have, for instance, a region, right? So we can actually try faceting on a region, for example.
Okay, because you selected
right.
region as a facet earlier.
Yeah.
And I guess if you do multiple, is it comma separated or something?
Yeah, I think you just pass in more. So you can actually, and facet equals city.
Okay, that's a nice way to do an array.
Yeah, so you can see that right now it's come back with the facets. So it's telling me that for Washington, there's actually 832 results that match apartment.
Oh, interesting.
And here's the facets for the for the cities.
Yeah,
right?
You could use this to generate some really interesting searches for the users. Allow them to really drill down in interesting ways.
Yeah, definitely. So so what we can do is actually now we're gonna actually apply the facet, right? So we're gonna apply the let's apply the region facet. So we actually no longer need this in our query.
Right, because you've already got those facets. Now the
yeah.
user can select them.
And we can actually use old data syntax to filter. So we can say region equals, say Texas, right? So imagine doing this in your code, and
yeah.
the SDK actually makes this even easier. You,
okay.
you don't even have to necessarily formulate the old data query. You can basically
sure.
have
but if you're
SDK.
Like an old data guru, then you could
yeah.
you would know this pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and today we're gonna play one on TV. And here we go. So we've applied. Region equals Texas.
Okay.
Although you can see that maybe the data is not too clean here. It's actually returning cities in Washington.
Right. So this is
so
this is like
just not very good data. Yeah. Well, wait, easy there. Yeah. So you can see like it actually did filter properly.
Okay.
We're actually seeing Texas there.
Okay.
But for some reason, it's actually something in Seattle. So.
Well, yeah. I guess the real estate data could be. Because Seattle is in Texas, isn't it? Isn't that right?
It could be, but I'm pretty sure that's not the postal code because that's
well,
998 is usually
garbage
the Washington.
In, garbage out, right? So
yeah.
maybe the data is garbage.
Yeah.
Or at least we're getting region equals Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
And you could have done facet equals country, and then you could have chosen country code equals with your OData syntax and done US.
Right.
Okay, I
right.
got it.
Yeah, so you can sort of imagine how every page, or basically every piece of the of that Yelp page was built.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
If we were to use Azure Search to build it.
Cool, and that's going to be our next demo. We're going to build Yelp with Azure Search.
Not today. but what we're going to do is look at how I've implemented Azure Search in my blog.
Okay, and that'll be today?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Let's do it. Here's my blog. So as you can see on the side, I have a search box, so we can search for anything. So I've blogged for stuff like Azure Search, right? So
right.
you can search for Azure Search.
And there are results.
Yeah, and you can see some other stuff come back because it's like it might have the word Azure in it or
right.
it might have search in it.
Right.
So those are actually lower ranks because like you know obviously the phrase Azure Search will bump these results higher.
Yeah,
so those
have a higher percentage, much like
right.
we showed earlier.
Yeah, so one thing that you do get with something like a search engine like Azure Search is that you get a lot of these search semantics out of the box where like you know, say for example you only want Azure Search but nothing else, you can actually put quotes around your search term.
It's just like how they do it in other popular search engines.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Thing. yeah.
Duck,
so
duck, go.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Like so. So what? It only return. Azure Search results,
yeah,
which,
yeah.
which are the
two
blog posts
so that's
that I wrote about.
So that's a verbatim search. Cool.
Yeah, and anyone who wants to learn more about Azure Search can actually go to my site and kind of do that search here. So my blog is actually written, it uses Jekyll, which is actually a static CMS.
Mm-hmm.
So so what that means is that So there's basically no server-side code running. This is basically all static, you know, HTML pages and
mm-hmm.
CSS and JavaScript
mm-hmm.
and images that are hosted. So one thing that I do need is a search, right? But without a server-side component to my website.
Right, right. You can use...
Yeah, I have to use something else. So Azure Search fits in really well
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just quickly talk about how basically my articles in there as documents into Azure Search.
That's interesting.
In Jekyll, all the blog posts are actually written as markdown documents.
Okay.
So you can see that they're just markdown documents, right?
Got it.
We can do something like Jekyll build.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is that actually goes through and it actually generates... takes these markdown documents and actually generates the entire blog.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
So it does it once.
Yeah, and then it outputs it into this underscore site folder, and I literally just take this thing and just upload it somewhere, right? So you can see that they're actually, you know, created inside of folders and stuff like that. Just they just turn out to be HTML files.
Okay.
Right. Not very exciting. So let's talk about how we take these articles and actually put them into a search index. So what I've done is that I wrote a little Node.js application, and what this application does is that it uses the Azure Search SDK. So you can see that I'm using the Azure Search SDK here.
Okay, it's an NPM package.
Yes, it's an NPM package that we pull in, and I believe they have SDKs for other popular languages as well, like C#.
Okay.
One thing I also make my Jekyll site do generate is basically an RSS feed comprising of all the articles that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So all this Node application does is that it just reads in that RSS feed, and we're feeding it into Azure Search.
Okay, so Azure Search, hard to say that, will accept an RSS feed as input.
It actually won't.
Oh, okay.
So what we do is, we do a lot of work here to parse it in JavaScript, which is a little bit difficult because JavaScript doesn't like XML, but we made that happen. And then what I do is I actually do something really lazy is I basically just drop the entire index and I rebuild it.
Okay.
We can actually do updates as well.
Create.
Yeah. So, but I'm doing something really simple. So basically here, so here's some code to actually create an index, right? So this should look very familiar.
Yeah,
like
I see the facets,
yeah.
The filters, the retrievable, the sortable, the key.
Yeah, so here I'm actually defining almost like the schema of my documents, right?
Right.
And then the first thing I do is I delete the index, and then I create the index with what I specified up there. And then I'm just basically reaching over all the posts and posting it to Azure. So we can actually take a quick look at that, at how that runs. So
that's neat. You can do it from the portal, but you can also do it with the Azure REST or Azure NPM module. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, all this thing is doing
it's
is
doing
it's,
the
talk,
same thing
it's
as
doing
it
using the REST API.
Yeah, but you're sending it your entire blog posts across the wire.
Yeah, so
all
this is
content.
What, yeah, so every time I upload, update my blog, I basically run the script.
And you send it 62 blog posts and some metadata.
Yes.
Okay, that seems reasonable. I guess
so you can see that
it's
doing it right
10,000, it'd be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we can actually send, I think, up to 100 or 1,000 articles or documents at one time.
Okay.
I'm just being lazy here and just kind of wrote the simplest thing
done,
possible.
Right?
And it's
so,
done. Yeah, that's right.
Simplest
yeah.
thing possible.
But one day when I become Hanselman and I have
like
thousands of articles.
Scott Hanselman needs an overnight batch job to do this.
Yeah, I know. So now we can actually flip back over to our to my blog here, and you can see that it works, right? So one thing that we can actually take a look at is what really happens in the network. Because this is all client side code, all I'm doing is that I am just reading the query string from the page.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm submitting that. To Azure Search.
So could you do like a big OData string in here and it would work?
No, because I'm actually submitting it as the search part of it. Right?
Okay,
So that wouldn't quite work, right? Yeah. So now that I've done that, I can actually flip back over here and you can see that it actually made that call, right? So you can see that that it actually made a it actually sent a request, actually sent along an API key. There's actually a couple of keys that they provide. So one is a kind of like a query only key. So that's fairly safe to kind of have.
So you have to register your application.
Yeah. So when you create your search index, they'll give you some keys, right?
Okay.
So this one is for query only. So as long as everything that's in your index is okay to be accessible by the public. It's safe to kind of use this kind of key, right?
Okay.
Because you can only query, you can update the index, right? So for updating the index, I actually use a different key.
And does this only work with this origin?
Yes. I believe there's core setup
on
there.
Yeah.
And you can see that I sent in a search called Azure Search.
Oh, this is the query string.
Yeah, and I'm it's actually using OData to kind of filter down only the things that I really want.
How did it get that select? Because you
didn't
put
it's in some JavaScript.
Okay, so the JavaScript
yeah.
did that.
So so there's a lot of JavaScript. I'll share the source code later.
Sure.
Probably don't want to dive into that. And I want to show one more thing that I also do in Azure Search. So so on top of actually implementing just like straight up search kind of functionality, another thing that Azure Search provides is a functionality called More Like This. So basically, you can pass it a document's ID,
mm-hmm.
and it'll actually tell you the articles are most like it.
Does it do that through some like semantic analysis of the article?
Yeah, or magic.
Yeah, magic is cool.
Yeah. So we'll quickly take a look. Quick look at that, right? So we can actually go here. If you actually scroll down to the very bottom, these posts, these links down here are actually generated by Azure Search as a REST call.
Okay, so those are the related
loaded.
Ones. That's
yeah.
neat. So you would have done some more JavaScript that made a call that said, find me stuff that's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and you can kind of take a look at this article to kind of figure out how I do that.
Okay, cool.
So, and the source code, if anyone needs it, it's in my GitHub repo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a little trial there. So you actually don't even have to be on my website. It's a little, it's a little Bootstrap app that I've written. Same thing, right? You can search for Angular.
Oh, neat. So this is the demo. And
yeah.
what's it searching through?
The exact same index.
Okay, neat. So you don't even have to go to your blog. You can go
yeah.
to anthonychu.github.io.
Yeah.
Well, this is very nice. I'm going to go add search to something.
Yeah. I see you're playing with some playing cards.
Yes.
Are you going to show us a trick?
I do this, yeah. So I've just been indexing the cards as you've been watching, and I'm going to search for something. There we go. So I've got my friend's cat cards here, and since Anthony was talking about creating an index, I've just been shuffling here, creating an index of my own. And as I'm shuffling, I'm watching where the ace of spades is. That's part of what doing an indexing is. I'm making sure I'm tracking it properly. And if I'm not mistaken, it's about 15 or so cards from the top. So let's see, I'm just going to deal down here like this, 2, 3, 4, 5, 17, 9, 13, 22, 27, 28, 24, 23, 21. I think that's it. The ace of spades is there. I think I found it. So Anthony's search had a little bit more features than just being able to find one card. So I didn't want to let him outdo me. So I decided that I wanted to make my search work similarly. So here's the related ace of hearts that we have. And one related result isn't really going to be that interesting. So let's just see. I'm going to cut here. And there we go. We've got our related results. So I think I'm doing pretty well with that's a hard thing to say. Azure Search.
Nice
Don't
work.
Forget to check us out in the comments below if you know how the search is done or want some more information about it.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Check out these links for some resources and talk to us on Twitter. Thanks for watching.